Seabirds have been washing up dead on beaches in Washington and British Columbia this summer. KUOW's John Ryan reports from Seattle.
Something is taking a toll on a funny-sounding, peculiar-looking seabird. This audio comes to us from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. It's the sound of a rhinoceros auklet.
So named because of a little horn on its beak.
Julia Parrish studies seabirds at the University of Washington. She says volunteer beach watchers on the Olympic Peninsula and across the water in Victoria have seen dozens of auklets wash up dead. A few of the bodies have been sent off to a federal forensics lab.
These birds are severely emaciated, so they starve to death.
But scientists don't know yet why the birds starved. They're working to answer that question. Over the past 2 years, other species of seabirds were found dead by the hundreds of thousands on the West Coast, so this summer's die-off is much smaller. So far.
If we ignore it and only pay attention when it's really dire, then it's often too late to do anything about it.
Last year and the year before, warmer waters left seabirds with fewer of their favorite fishes to eat. Parrish says it was like going to the grocery store and only finding rice cakes. The Pacific has cooled off a bit since then, but it's still warmer than normal, and the ocean forecast is for more of the same through next year. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan.